Operations News and Creative Programming and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present a song from Forged Rain's new album, High Horsepower, released October 25th. This high-energy album from one of CFRC's very own volunteers showcases the artist's signature blend of electronic dance music infused with retro twist. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream High Horsepower now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Freak Show right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor Installation webpage. This is our life.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy, the show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Maruna and the Sirens' upcoming concept album on addiction and recovery. City Hotel is a country-inspired tune that delves into the social costs of addiction, recounting four violent, racially motivated attacks in Ontario following the 2016 U.S. election. The band's sound is enriched by Doug Tielli's guitars and Sevi Sherman's slide guitar, creating a striking contrast between the song's heavy subject matter and its melodic atmosphere. Catch Aruna and Michael Broadhead at Musiki with Oscar Evans on November 8th and again with the Caledonias at Next Church on November 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream City Hotel on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Watered-down beer, watered-down beer at the City Hotel. And the laughs we had were born in springtime for small change at the City Hotel. You for dead under big Ontario sky. Melissa and Barbara were walking through town. Car rolls by and Barbara's down. They threw a trailer hitch. Hey, I got one of them. Got one of the women from the reservation north of town.
You left.
I left. And the beat, yeah, the beat goes on and on and on. To Fonta Miller, you were chased down by an off-duty cop and his brother. They used a metal pipe. You lost your eye. And now the brothers bend elbows. They make their confession down at the City Hotel. You left.
And the last we had.
Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Sayed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Down. Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage.
This is our life. Thank you.
Please be seated. Good afternoon. My name is Erin Burns, and I'm the university's interfaith chaplain. It is a great honor to welcome you to our celebration today. We will share an invocation this afternoon in both English and Mohawk, and it will follow the pattern of the Mohawk opening address, the words that come before all others.
And my name is Tanya Das, or Nathan, for those of you who don't yet speak Mohawk. I'm from the Tainanega Mohawk Territory, and I'm a language instructor here at Queen's and the director of our program in Indigenous Knowledges and Perspectives. I share Erin's joy and welcome you into this convocation wherein we will formally install our next chancellor, and of course, we will celebrate your graduation. Together, we will borrow from the form and customs of my ancestors in giving thanks and sending greetings, traditions which are shared by many peoples and nations across this land. And from here on out, I'll switch to Mohawk.
As we gather to celebrate you and your accomplishments, we acknowledge the hurdles and challenges you have overcome, the work you have done to get here, and all the curiosity, creativity, and possibility you bring to the world as you go forward. And together, we all send you our greetings, our love, our thanks, our honor, and respect. We also acknowledge the earth as it continues to support this great diversity of life. We acknowledge the waters as they move about here and there, and the plants and animals that make up the web of all creation, and we send them our greetings. With great gratitude, we acknowledge and send greetings to all the things of the world that continue to support and guide our lives and teach us as we go along. We ask for them to share with us their wisdom so we may do the work that we have been given.
So, kona gati ne nua, kong knikari wesa skatne na doe sake, then on si de wahiaratne, a gwego no hoden yun kiawi, ne adat garidetsera, gasat stansera, adun hetsera, then on no hoden yun guatsinun yata, ungwa dun hetseragum, then eto neo duhakne no guanigora.
Grateful for all that brings us together today and hopeful for all that is to come, we offer you congratulations.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick Dean. I am Principal and Vice Chancellor of Queen's University, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you all this afternoon to this convocation and also to the installation of Queen's 16th Chancellor. I will invite Dr. Duncan Hunter, Vice Chair of the University Senate and a member of the University Council, to address convocation.
Vice Chancellor, I have the honor to inform you that the University Council has appointed Sheila Rogers as the 16th Chancellor of Queen's University. On behalf of the University Council, I present Ms. Rogers to you so that she may make the Declaration of Fidelity and be duly installed as Chancellor of Queen's University at Kingston.
I, Sheila Rogers, undertake to perform to the best of my ability the duties of Chancellor of Queen's University at Kingston. And I promise, as highest officer of the university, by all lawful means, to defend its rights and promote its welfare.
I declare you, Sheila Rogers, duly installed as Chancellor of Queen's University at Kingston. And I call upon Alison Williams, Queen's University Alumni Association President, Saroj Khalid Khan, Faculty Senator, Lucas Balog, Student Senator, and Carolyn McRae, Staff Senator,
to invest you with the robes of office.
Stage left. Segan, Annie, bonjour, danse, good day. Ne Queen's University eto nungue ne gune sote ginungue ne hodenashone dacnon ashnabic de hadis nunsa here ne on quanja gi maque gichi gikindo magegamic atemagat nadwe Minwa Anishinaabe Aking. As someone who resides in Treaty One territory and the homeland of the Métis Nation, where my father and my aunt's people are from, I'm grateful to be a visitor to these lands, and I thank the Haudenosaunee and the Anishinaabe peoples for their welcome. Principal Dean, Rector Boychuk Hale, Ganoshuni Jan Hill, distinguished guests, including our honoree, Kent Monkman, members of the governing bodies, faculty, staff, librarians, alumni, family, friends, and graduating students. What a gift to be standing before you today to be installed as the 16th Chancellor of Queen's University. Yes, I do feel a little bit like a kitchen appliance, but I'm also thrilled to be plugged in to this university and to be chancellor of my alma mater after my cousin Murray Sinclair is a profound honor. Thank you to the Chancellor Selection Committee and also to the University of Victoria, where I chancellated from 2015 to 2021. Chancellate is a word that was given to me by Majina Gishik Iban, Chancellor Emeritus Murray Sinclair, when his beloved granddaughter Sarah, who spoke so eloquently about him yesterday at the Winnipeg commemoration ceremony, when Sarah asked Murray what a chancellor does, he told her they chancellate. When he was a senator, he visited her class and someone asked what a senator does, and she told her class, he sanitizes. So, I guess after 50 years in radio, I radiate. Yes. And in this gown, I really feel I do. Murray began his journey to the spirit world exactly 1 week ago today. And like you, I'm grateful for his life, for his legacy of great change, for his courage in enacting it. The change that has happened in the hearts and minds of Canadians that built upon the great work of others, including the Aboriginal Healing Foundation, His passion for truth everywhere, including Queens. He was dedicated to that while he was chancellor. And his enduring example of humility and humanity and hope, not to mention humor. When I told Murray that I had accepted the position that Patrick so generously offered me, I said, "I'm vibrating," and I won't tell you what he said next. But whatever you're thinking, you're right. Cuz, you leave big moccasins, actually big fluvogs, to fill. Chimigwech, Mazina Gijik Iban, for lighting the way. This is a big day, amplified by knowing what a big day it is for our graduating students. Hello, students. Congratulations on everything you've done that has brought you to this threshold place in your life. Some of you graduating today began your studies during the pandemic lockdown. Before you even got here, you may have had to forego your own high school graduation ceremony. You didn't have the usual first week of Queen's Adventures that we used to call Frosh Week to make new friends and build community. But you persevered with determination and commitment, conviction and courage, maybe even the odd Red Bull, to achieve your academic success. Congratulations on jumping over the obstacles and making it to the finish line, and it will be my honor to confer upon you your degrees. Just as you do, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and many of those shoulders are here in Grant Hall this afternoon. My DNA is represented by the matriarch of my father's family, Heather Thompson, who is accompanied by her daughters, her stellar daughters, Virginia and Rosemary. My Sinclair family is here through Stephanie Sinclair, Murray's niece, and I'm so honored that you could be here today, Steph. I send love to my fabulous stepmother, Pat, my spectacular siblings, Margot, John, and Rob, my brilliant stepchildren, Tim, Tanya, and Greg, and my wonderful godmother, Leslie Taylor, ArtSci 54, who are all with us online. I believe strongly what a Cree elder once told me, that our ancestors are live streaming us all the time. So I'd like to also say thanks, Mumsy, Par Par, and Cuz, and to my granny Dorothy Sutherland, who graduated from Queens in the 1920s. It was her dying wish that I go to Queens, and I'm glad I didn't mess with that. Four passions have fueled my life: adult literacy, mental health, public broadcasting, and truth, healing, and reconciliation. Following those passions has given me the best chosen family I could possibly imagine. I thank you, my dear friends, for always being there, and my goddaughters as well, and here with me today. Each one of you has saved me. My last acknowledgement is for my brilliant, brave, and beautiful husband, Charlie. I'm pretty sure it was hard for him to believe that Chancellor magic could happen twice in a lifetime, that lightning could strike twice in that way. But thank you for saying go for it. In every possible sense of the expression, I wouldn't be here without you. So if this were the Oscars, and it kind of feels that way, the orchestra would have started playing about 30 seconds ago. But I do want to thank my family and chosen family, my teachers, and all of you for your indulgence. Graduates, I know as you turn this page in your life, you are taking from my generation's hands a troubled world, to quote the poet Patrick Lane. Our world is calling for an audacity of imagination, just as it calls on you. First, though, the Cherokee scholar and my chosen kin, Daniel Heath Justice, says we must imagine otherwise. The way we live differently and move forward together in a good way is to imagine a better world for the generations to come. A new story, a better story, the way our ancestors imagined better lives for us, even as they lived through harrowing circumstances. A story we create anew because we know how the old stories and the foundational myths have failed us. Our honoree, Kent Monkman, has imagined otherwise. He has changed the history of art and the history of Canada by reclaiming Indigenous space, presence, and visibility. For instance, in his marvelous cheeky painting called The Daddies, he ensures that the fathers of Confederation do not escape the charisma, the gaze, and the provocation of his alter ego in Labutin Stiletto's Miss Chief Eagle Testicle, a word I never thought I would say at convocation. But Kent has always imagined otherwise. We can imagine otherwise. We must, and always ask, what if? My friend, Dr. Mike DeGagne, professor and CEO of Inspire, shared a story with me about he and Tammy's granddaughter having an imaginary tea party. Tammy had hoped for another cup of tea, but her granddaughter said, "I'm sorry, we don't have any more." I love how that little girl, so rooted in the real world, uses her powerful imagination at the same time. You know, when there's no more air tea, there is just no more air tea. That's what we have to do. Call on our imaginations while being present in this world to create a new vision. So many of the world's problems start with a failure of imagination. Let's reclaim our capacity to imagine. Let's hold on to our imaginations, and let's imagine otherwise. I thank you kindly for the privilege of addressing you at this convocation. And graduating students, thank you for what you are about to do. I imagine you are going to change the world. Thank you. Principal Patrick Dean to address convocation.
And I, in turn, will invite Duncan Hunter, Vice Chair of the University Senate, to the podium, and Duncan will present representatives from a number of universities bringing greetings to our new Chancellor. Duncan.
Chancellor Rogers, it is my honor to recognize those fellow institutions who have extended their warm greetings and best wishes to you in assuming the duties of your office. They are Brock University, Cape Breton University, Carleton University, Concordia University, Dalhousie University, École de Technologie Supérieure, HEC Montréal, Huron University College, McGill University, McMaster University, Mount St. Vincent University, Ontario Tech University, Redeemer University, the Royal Military College of Canada, Royal Roads University, Simon Fraser University, St. Mary's University, St. Thomas University, the University of Winnipeg, Thompson Rivers University, Toronto Metropolitan University, Université de Montréal, Université de Saint-Boniface, Université de Québec, Université TELUC, University of Alberta, University of British Columbia, University of Calgary,